From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We are just 5 days away from the Academy Awards, and as you can imagine, workers are putting the finishing touches on the film industry's biggest night. NPR's Kim Masters got a behind-the-scenes look at the preparations, and she has this report.
The lobby of the Kodak Theater in Hollywood is filled with rows of chairs. Gathered here is the group that will mount a show that is still, despite slipping ratings, one of the most watched programs of the year. Seated at a dais is an assortment of the show's key behind-the-scenes players, including the producer.
Hi, I'm Laura Ziskin. I'm so happy to see all you who have been with us.
Laura Ziskin is a diminutive woman whose day job is producing Spider-Man 3. She's run the Academy Awards show once before in 2002.
Blastoff is actually in, I think, 20 days. Scary!
A microphone is handed along the rows so that members of this eclectic team can introduce themselves and say how many times they've worked on the show.
Dave Boone, one of the writers, 7th year, 3 Billies, 2 Whoopies, and 1 Steve.
Joni Page, I'm one of the nurses, and this is my 13th year.
John Borgia, this is my 8th year as a seat filler supervisor, but my 25th plus year for the awards.
In case you were wondering, a seat filler's job is to make sure that when the camera pans, there are no empty spots in the audience. If you visit the restroom during the broadcast, a seat filler takes your place until you return. The veteran in the crowd appears to be a gentleman with a trimmed white beard, round glasses, and a black stocking cap.
Rhett Turner, costume supervisor. My first year was 1953. Somebody figure the math.
During a break, Turner explains his job. On awards night, he comes equipped with extra ties, cufflinks, collar stays, and a few dozen pairs of shoes in case someone breaks a heel on the red carpet. Another common problem? Rips that result when the trains that trail behind those designer gowns get stepped on.
One lady a couple years ago insisted that she didn't want us to sew the hem back in her dress. She wanted it duct taped in. So in her $10,000 Armani gown, we used duct tape to put it up.
Obviously, Turner has seen many fashions come and go over the years. We asked him about the biggest change in the show.
Well, in, pardon the expression, the old days, we used to do a great deal of production on the show, singing and dancing with chorus people. And we really don't do that anymore. Generally, it's a star singing whatever song is nominated, rather than 30 dancers.
You miss that?
I do, but I don't know if I could do 30 dancers anymore.
Bruce Valanche is also here. He's been head writer for 18 years. Have you started writing?
Oh, yeah, we've been writing for a while. You can't really do the heavy writing until the nominations are announced, and then you know what kind of a year you're dealing with. I mean, I didn't realize until the nominations that we were going to have to find Iwo Jima jokes, and believe me, they are thin on the ground.
Valanche has been meeting with first-time host Ellen DeGeneres. Some of his coaching sounds a bit daunting.
What I keep reminding the host is that as the evening wears on, the room fills up with losers. For every winner, there are 4 losers, and those people are bitter. And they don't want to hear your jokes. You are an obstacle between them and the bar, or them and the agent they're going to fire.
Valanche and his writers keep toiling even while the show is live on the air. He remembers when documentarian Michael Moore was audibly booed by stagehands after he denounced President Bush just days after the invasion of Iraq. Comedian Steve Martin was in the wings, waiting to take the stage.
And he said, well, we got to deal with this. So while Michael Moore was making a speech, we were busy throwing jokes at him. And we had some very good people back there. Dave Barry was back there, and Rita Rudner was back there, and we were all shouting and screaming. And so finally Steve went on afterwards and said, it's so nice backstage. The Teamsters are helping Michael Moore into the trunk of his limo.
After the production meeting breaks, producer Laura Ziskin takes us into the theater, which will be closed until Oscar night. Crew members in shorts are already hard at work. One wields a heavy drill, another a set of blueprints.
So this will be transformed into a beautiful, very glamorous, very kind of old Hollywood look. That's what I like. I don't like any modern things that look like rocket ships or things like that.
Ziskin is working fast. This year she had less than 4 weeks between nominations and the telecast. That makes for a tough deadline, but of course the show will go on. And Ziskin says it's a producer's dream to have a cast made up of the world's biggest stars, even if it's just for one night. Kim Masters, NPR News.